So we are here in Thailand with beautiful Giriraj, beautiful altar, very large Gurudev, large Guru Maharaj, all watching over us, and the Guru Parampara. And Thailand is not a black place. Thailand is a very colorful place, trees, blue skies, and a climate very similar to Navadvip. Especially at the moment, warm days and little chilly at night, which is about the same as Navadvip at this time of year, the middle of November. And it's very gentle and very quiet, and we are always being reminded of Navadvip, reminded of the holy places, and always being reminded of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj and the message that they have brought from Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mahatma. From that fountain, the world has been sprinkled or inundated with the special waters, giving us devotional service, devotional link to the upper world, and must be prema for the qualified souls and the souls who will become qualified by the grace of Sri Guru. Guru Dev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, was very clear that Guru Maharaj is that main powerhouse since the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that from Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada has got, Srila A.C. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Prabhupada has got strongly the message of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has understood so many things in the line of the preaching and presenting of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's teachings. And now all over the world, from North Pole to South Pole, as Gurudev would say, but we can say from the Arctic, Northern Arctic Circle to the Antarctic Circle, then there are devotees from the north to the south, from the west to the east, all over the world. But this has happened miraculously, as Gurudev would say. Gurudev said he could not believe that in his lifetime he would see Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's predictions coming through. How all over the world, then devotees will be chanting Hare Krishna and coming and joining with the local devotees in India, chanting Hare Krishna in Nama Sankirtan and visiting the holy places. But Gurudev said that he has seen it in his lifetime. He could never expect that when he was younger. So this is the grace of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, the grace of Srila Prabhupada, the grace of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And if those three personalities, we can keep their lotus feet on our heads, then our life will be safe and sound. Now each day we are having some program in the morning, program in the evening, not only here, but all over the world. By now, the devotees have kindly taken me to so many places around the world. And we see how the devotees all over the world are engaged in some sadhana, some program, with the remembrance of what was established by Srila Guru Maharaj in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat in Navadvip. And everywhere cannot follow the full program, no doubt, but the essence of the program, to start the day in a good way, to end the day in a good way, and during the day to try to remember the Lord, keep Him at the center, and as far as possible, be with devotees, engage in service, do devotional activities. This is happening all over the world now by the grace of our guardians. And we have so much facility when we hear the lectures, the tapes, the talks, the recorded informal discourses of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, when we hear those recordings of Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, then we are thinking everyone should hear this, everyone should hear this, because so much transmission of conception but transmission of goodwill coming through Gurudev and Guru Maharaj when they are talking with devotees. And I thought that today, because we do this when we are not with the cameras and everything around, that when we're only with the devotees, we regularly play something that we've heard and think everybody should hear this, and carry around some loudspeakers which you can plug into the little telephone. Everybody can do that, and everybody has access practically now to so many lectures and talks of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj. And today we can listen to a few minutes. I think it's 4 minutes or 3 minutes or something very short that I selected here, but something which I listened to today, and we have heard it. We have heard the talks, some of the talks we've heard many times, and some of the talks we've heard a few times. But it is something which we can hear again and again because we can. when we have Guru Maharaj live, then of course we are hearing something once and trying to remember. And I remember I used to take notes, and I had a notebook at that time. Even paper was not easy to come by. And at that time, I remember my writing very small and taking notes, and kept notes of Guru Maharaj's recordings. Not his recordings, what he was saying, because that was our way of keeping a record. Or what did we hear from Guru Maharaj? So while Guru Maharaj is speaking, I used to be writing on a piece of paper in tiny writing, trying to make use of all the space on the paper. But nowadays we have the recordings, and we can hear again and again some of these recordings. So let us hear. This is from November 1982. So now we are in November 2016. So this is 34 years ago, unbelievably. And I was here listening to the lecture. I'm listening to the lecture at that time. And it may not start exactly where I want it to start, but it's going to start about there.
Jasmin gati sadhunijam vijnatam bhavati, jasmin prapti sadhunijam praptam bhavati, tadvi yajnasasa. Enquire for that. Asatma brahma vijnasa. So that the gist of the Vedas and the Upanishad taken, collected, systematically set in Vedanta Sutra. In the beginning, what is the purpose of his thought? That Rukshmatam.
That's
that directly.
That was my finger in the wrong place, sorry.
Jasmin gati sadhunijam vijnatam bhavati, jasmin prapti sadhunijam praptam bhavati, tadvi yajnasasa. Enquire for that. Asatma brahma jigyasa. So that the gist of the Vedas and the Upanishad taken, collected, systematically set in Vedanta Sutra. In the beginning, what is the purpose of this book? Brahma Jigyasa. What is Brahma? If we know him, we know everything. If we get him, we get everything. Such a great prospect is before you. Eh? Brahma Jigyasa. And when it came to Mahaprabhu, the Brahma took the shape of Parabrahma. The personal conception came to the front rank, Krishna Anusandham. In the expression of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, that Brahma don't think it is a material substance. You are always habituated to think matter. Being subject, you think something, easily think the object. Objective things is material, lower. It is not of that type. So Brahma is not a substance that as a subject you will be make it your object of thinking thoughts. But Krishna Anusandhan, in his real conception, which will be in your highest utility, is Krishna, the most loving personal existence. Inquire after it. Where is he who can satisfy all my demands? Who can satisfy all my non-sustained queries? The whole system. All system, every atom can be satisfied by his touch. Where is he? Where is he? Just a man in fire wants to embrace ice. Where is he I want to be?
I don't know how much you understand. Different devotees can understand more, some a little less of what Guru Maharaj is saying. But there, that last point he was saying, where is he? Where is he? We must have that earnestness to search for him, just like a man who is on fire wants to embrace ice. Some fire, we are burning, we want to embrace ice and get relief. Where is he? Where is he? This kind of intensity, Guru Maharaj is saying. You can hear.
Where is he? Just a man in fire wants to embrace ice. Where is he I want to be? I'm burning. My every atom is burning. I want to pacify my whole existence by his embrace. Krishna.
So there's some urgency. When we read this also, it is there in the books too, the transcript of this lecture and other lectures. But hearing also, we can hear Guru Maharaj is pushing emphasis. He's trying to really get us to wake up to what is before us, what is available to us. So this mood we can hear through his voice, as a man on fire wants to embrace ice. So we must have that necessity and urgency in searching for Sri Krishna. And then Guru Maharaj is going to say some other points now.
Krishna, Gaurvi, Gaurvi. Who is the real giver, the benevolent person? Who gives this news to us? And not only news, but the process he also gives, how we can get this whole, this Krishna. So he is the real, Data means Kadivali Patron, or he, the real donator is he, donation, gift. The highest gift is to give Krishna to one and all. So he chants about Krishna and through him wants to penetrate him within us. He is the real giver. He is the real giver. Or otherwise, so many things are being in the transaction, giving this and that, taking this and that, this transaction in the market. That is all mischievous and temporary form. All imaginary transactions connecting with the world of imagination, that has got no value. Only those that deal with reality, with Krishna, with Bhagavan, they are the real giver, deliverer of the soul. And to take them to the ocean of nectar.
So after describing the great necessity for our search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful, then Guru Maharaj is saying, and who is the real giver in this world? He is the person who brings news of the Lord, news of Krishna, news of this. Not only the news, but the process by which to come to him. So here we've got Guru Maharaj on a lively day in November 1982, addressing the devotees there. And Guru Maharaj knows very well that these talks that he's giving are being recorded and will be made into publications, etc. Those days, sometimes 3-4 microphones clipped on his utariya, and then as the day warms up from the morning, he would take off his utariya, and then the microphones get clipped again. So sometimes when you hear the recordings, you can hear, oh, clank, 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 and you can understand, oh, what's going on is that maybe he's taking off his utariya, taking off some layer of clothing, putting it back on again. But here, a big reminder for us. Why have we come to Krishna consciousness? Why are we doing our devotional practices? And reminding us to have much appreciation for those who are giving Krishna consciousness to the world, the news and the process of Krishna consciousness. And this is the glory, one of the glories, this is the great qualities of our guardians of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. This is the great quality of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisaged. So we are always coming together, being with the devotees. We are reading from the books, chanting the bhajans, chanting the prayers. The songs, they are the prayers. Prayers of glorification of the Lord and prayers of my lowliness, the Lord's greatness and our necessity for receiving grace from the devotees and from the Lord, etc. But we are engaged in these processes. We have to keep reminding ourselves why. And if nothing else, then I hope that today we can have a little injection in our arm of, or in our heart, of the message of Guru Maharaj. 24 years ago, 1982 to now 1986, 34 years ago, mathematics, 34 years ago, we are able to hear that expression of Guru Maharaj as live as we can. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokha Kridhadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. And we saw in the life of Srila Govinda Maharaj how only he was representing, presenting, showing, giving us introduction to everything to Guru Maharaj, to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Everything he did, he's considering whether Srila Guru Maharaj is wanting this or not wanting this. He's always engaged in trying to get the devotees to understand the greatness of Guru Maharaj. And what is the quality of the best disciple? The best disciple is he whose only activity is exclusively under the shelter of his guardian. And so we have seen the life of Gurudev and how he fully sure, not a matter of convinced or anything else, he knows fully the greatness of Guru Maharaj and whoever comes in connection with him. And actually, I'd like to play you more of this recording, because also in a little while, not very long on, but it is going on for some more minutes, and I really don't know how clear it comes through the microphone. And even if it does come clearly, then how much everybody understands of Srila Guru Maharaj's intonation. But coming soon here, Guru Maharaj is also saying how important it is. Even if we hear something about that subject matter from those pure devotees, if we hear something about the Lord, His glories, His Leela, the prospect of our life from the devotees, even if we hear that, then success is waiting. This is a great fortune. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Rokha Kridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, all they have been broadcasting the glories of the Lord. And we know from everywhere that these personalities are the liberated souls, the souls who are not from here striving to go upwards, but from upwards come to this plane in order to assist in Mahaprabhu's mission, in order to serve in Mahaprabhu's mission in this time after the grand, strong preaching of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we did not have recording machines in the time of Saraswati Thakur or in a very primitive form and not at that time that people are able to record. But Guru Maharaj was essentially the recorder, means what he heard with a keen ear and remembered and would reproduce what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, represent what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave. So in those days, the recorder was the person, and the person means Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj in particular. And remember, as we mentioned many times, that Gurudev pointed out that in the time of Srila Sarasvati Thakur, all the senior devotees, they would go to Guru Maharaj to hear, to understand what message Srila Sarasvati Thakur was really giving in the particular classes. What was the purport, as we come to hear, purport? What was the meaning? So it is not only a matter of recording, but being able to capture and present. So Guru Maharaj was in that particular position in the amongst the associates of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And his presentation of Mahaprabhu's teachings, of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's teachings, which presenting Mahaprabhu's teachings, his presentation is the foundation of the whole world's understanding of Krishna consciousness today. And then from this foundation, then the devotees, they are practicing and progressing through the process under the shelter, the, you can say, restriction. But Gurudev said that he didn't do anything without Guru Maharaj's permission and sanction. But he said, we never felt we were restricted. We didn't feel, oh, we want to do many things. We are happily under that guidance of Guru Maharaj. And if we can stay within those guidelines, within the guidelines given by Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, who has presented many of those guidelines to us in person after the disappearance of Srila Guru Maharaj, if we can keep within those guidelines, then our life, we have much hope, will be successful in due course of time, life or lives, as Gurudev says. It is assured, but the assurance comes with that we must avoid Vaishnav aparad. And so this is why always Gurudev, practically every day, emphasizing humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. This way, we are seeing the good in others, the bad in ourselves. We are feeling ourselves lowly. We will see good everywhere, that everything else is running by the will of the Lord. We cannot understand what is the will of the Lord, but we can try to make ourselves fit harmoniously with the senior devotees, with the teachings from above. And as Guru Maharaj said, that when once we can see that the whole environment, the hand is running by the hand of Krishna, that it is perfect for us, then very quickly, then we will be relieved from all the troubles of this material world. So always we are trying to remind everybody we meet of the greatness, the real greatness. As Guru Maharaj said, who is the giver in this world? The giver in this world of anything substantial is the one that is giving the message and the procedure. The message of loving service to the Lord as the summum bonum of life, that the Supreme Lord is there. He's sweet, he's glorious. Every atom of our body will be satisfied in by coming in service with him, coming into exclusive line of dedication to him. And that our life not only will be successful, but it will be going in an ever-increasing journey of joy. And the process Guru Maharaj has given, Gurudev has given, the guidelines for us to proceed, how to get up, do our daily duties, what to think about, what to avoid, what to accept, how to interact with devotees. Many things are shown to us. So the greatest giver is the one who can give news of the real upper world and give us guidance for that process. And those givers we have in our very recent past, with their message intact, with their books, with their audios, with their devotees, so many persons who are giving their heart and soul as each can to present what they understand came from their spiritual masters. So we are trying to remind everybody always, please keep our focus in the upper world, try not to get involved with any dispute or any argument or any this, that or the other of this material world, of this plane whatsoever. And as Vrindavan Das Thakur repeatedly says in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, that when there is a dispute between devotees, don't take sides. That is between the devotees. That's his devotee, his devotee. They're having a dispute, okay? They are having a dispute. Don't take sides. We will keep ourselves in the background and understand that the Lord has his will, some bigger plan. And then we will proceed in harmony. So we are humbly reminding of the greatness of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, the greatness of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, their message for the world, our life. We must try to be good boys and girls and try to make these teachings the actual goal of our life and not just something, oh yes, we found it was a good idea, we were encouraged in some early days, but think that, oh, I'm not going to achieve it all in this lifetime. No, we want to keep that goal. And you see the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had so many children, he had such a responsible job, so many things, but he lived that Krishna conscious life. How many of you have 11 children and are a government employee and at the same time writing books and doing so many other things? That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Did he have 11 children? Anyway, I'm not sure. Many. He had many children, perhaps 11. And yes, I know there are one or two devotees with 11 children. Okay, but there you are. You have an example of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That whatever duties there may be of the world, okay, the duties are within the world. But our ideal and our mind and our development of our internal life is for Krishna consciousness. And it's the age of Mahaprabhu, it's the age of Nityananda. Mahaprabhu's age, Nityananda Prabhu's age, it's the age of distribution of love of God for the smallest price. The smallest price being some faith in the holy name. So we need to develop that faith in the holy name. We need to develop the faith in the Vaishnavas. Faith, faith, faith. Faith is something which is our birthright. We are humans. We need to develop that faith. We all have faith in something. Even everyone's riding the little motor scooters and things. You've got faith that they designed the thing properly, that they put it together properly. You've got faith in lots of things. Anyhow, I was listening to Guru Maharaj today and feeling so much like everyone should hear this, everybody should hear this. Such urgency in Guru Maharaj's expression. Not only saying something, but expressing with mood and feel. And I was there that day. I know how much Guru Maharaj was wanting so much for everybody to take seriously, come seriously. This is the real purpose. You've got a human body. The next moment, as Guru Maharaj says elsewhere, the next moment we do not know where we will be. But we have this body in our hand. Now is our time to take seriously. And by the way, Krishna saying how all the beauty, all the splendor of this material world is from one spark of his energy. But yesterday we saw, and today again I saw another, a spider making a web. Here, with the sun is coming, in the morning the sun comes from this side, and then we got to see a spider making a web, and he attached it from three completely separate places. Completely separate. One is a plant in a plant pot on the veranda. One is a tree not on the veranda, not connected to the house, and another is another tree, a different tree. Three places it connected. And we saw, after the morning program, we saw there, with the light coming the other side, the spider, how he made the web, and he was making the web. So he'd made the structure, he'd made the ribs, if you like, of the web, and he was making the web. But how artistic. You just look at that. And if we just see anywhere, we can see how there is magnificence, art, sweetness, beauty. All these things are around, if we just look and see. And today I saw an even bigger one. Yesterday we were looking here, but I saw an even bigger one down near the thatched, I don't know what you call it, but the thatched place with the table and chair down on the side there. And the spider, I don't know if he's very happy with his web or not, but we are very happy to see his web. We won't mention about evolution and the non-feeling, cold kind of definition of the mundane evolution. But everybody knows that there is sweetness, that there is also affection, all these things are going on everywhere. And so many people know the power of mundane love in this world, coming through drug addiction, coming through difficult times in life, so many things. The wife is there beside the husband all the time, and then presently, the husband saying, yes, by the power of love, I achieved everything, and vice versa also. Otherwise, they would be ruined. But that is only a hint that the power of love and affection and sweetness and charm and beauty. Here it is a flat thing, almost two-dimensional, like the reflection, we are always saying. But we have some hint because we have the words of our gurus, which they are trying to use different expressions to try to wake us up to the reality of the living plane. And the living plane, the strongest power there is also love. It is sweetness, all those things. And you see, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev and the Vedas are all trying to use our words to describe something which can't be described with our words. That's why Guru Maharaj says about the Vedas that finally they say, oh, we could not understand properly your nature, but with our words we are like signposts pointing in that direction. Showing, as signposts show, the signpost says, you know, Bangkok, 800 kilometers, something like that. The signpost says Bangkok, but it is not Bangkok, but it is showing. And then another signpost says Bangkok, 420 kilometers. Then if you go in the right direction, signpost says 320 kilometers. If you go in the wrong direction, saying 620 kilometers. So we have so many signposts. And hear what we heard today too, Guru Maharaj trying to give us some idea of the urgency of our search, how our search should be of Krishna consciousness, like the man on fire going to embrace ice. You know, he's trying to express with the words we have, what should be our intention and mood. Anyhow, hearing these things today, we just feel we want to share. If whoever we are with, we'll share these things. Get to hear something of the voice of Guru Maharaj. Get to understand little of his message. Hari Katha, the topics about the Lord. The topics about the generosity of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. The topics about the process of surrender, of developing faith, of devotional service. Taking the holy name, how to do this, how to do that, to discuss these things, to follow the process. This is what they are wanting from us, but they are the givers. And we are trying to encourage everybody and remind ourselves of their greatness, to take seriously their words and to make the best use of this opportunity of human life for anyone and everyone who cares to listen, to pay attention, and to think, yes, they have given all that energy. They've given all that energy for us. If we don't do anything, then why did Veda Vyas go to all that trouble to write the Veda? Why did he go to that trouble? Why did they have the gathering in the Naimasharanya forest? It was for the future generations who were going to take birth, especially now in Kali Yuga. We owe it to them to take a little note, or what do they have to say for us? Otherwise, we are going to be floating aimlessly, body to body, forever. All right. Normally, we will start with Vandanam, we will chant some bhajans, we will read something or hear something and say a few words and then end with some bhajans. But we are in a different environment. So, I see there's a piece of paper here with some questions.
Yes, Maharaj.
So, are there some questions that you would like to answer?
I cannot answer any question.
How long have you been a devotee?
I'm trying to be a devotee for 1.5 years.
1.5 years?
Yes.
And why are you trying to be a devotee?
Because causeless love and affection, anything.
Okay, good. See, you can answer some questions. You just did.
Maharaj, there are questions for you.
For me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, ask me a question.
Simon Novich from London, UK, is asking, I have one question. I decided a while ago now to become raw vegan. This has made my whole eating process much more simple than when I was cooked vegetarian. What do the scriptures say about eating just raw fruits, raw vegetables and salads?
Well, our point is that we are not actually vegetarian, we are prasadamtarian, if we want to invent a word. The word has been used before, I know. But we are taking prasadam, and the scriptures, and means the Lord himself, is saying that whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever you give away in charity, but whatever you eat, you do in remembrance of the Lord and as an offering. Whatever you cook, you first offer to the Lord. Whatever you prepare, you first offer to the Lord. So we want to be God-centered in everything. We want to be, God means Krishna-centered, loving Lord-centered in everything. So we are inviting the Lord into our home. Actually, he's everywhere, but we are inviting the Lord to be the head of our home for our own remembrance that everything is His, nothing is mine. And so in our home, whether it's a photo or any other form of the Lord, here we have Giriraj with us. But in many places, simply the photograph of Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar, a photo of the deities. And we are remembering that everything is the Lord's. So whatever food will come into the house, whatever food we planning to eat, but everything first we do as an offering to the Lord. So if you want to be vegan, then you can be vegan, but offer everything to the Lord first. And this is the main point. And other things you may consider, whether it's for karma, thinking, oh, we're getting less karma because we're not doing this, that, or the other, or whether you're thinking it's for health, that is your matter. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see so many descriptions about the beautiful feasts, grand feasts, huge feasts, with Mahaprabhu in attendance, with Mahaprabhu distributing, with Advaita Acharya cooking, with Shachi Mata cooking, with different devotees competing to cook for Mahaprabhu, wanting to host Mahaprabhu, etc. There are so many descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And certainly being in Bengal, being in Navadvip, many of the preparations that we are taking, it's especially on festival days, it's almost like you're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are also descriptions of many of the preparations. And say, oh, here is a shukta, here is this, here is that. Oh my goodness, this is like a sloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita on our plate, on our leaf plate. And even in India, before we used to have banana leaf plates regularly. Then the shal leaf, another kind of a leaf plate. And which where they're so big, and earlier they're sewn together with just a pin of wood, like a wood pin. But then gradually they started sewing them with a little piece of plastic in the middle and sewn. And I think it must be by machine. I don't know how they sewed them. But anyway, and then now we went this time and was a little unhappy to see that they're using plastic plates. But the plastic doesn't go well, especially in India, because India is like the original disposable society, because they used the leaf plates and they used the clay cups. For all years, we use these clay cups, which are not glazed. You only use them once and then they're thrown away. But they're thrown away into what becomes the compost heap, and all those things just dissolve and become compost and go back as fertilizer on the land. But we know that India, because of this tendency just to use and then throw like that, but they've not adapted to when you throw away the plastic plates. So we were a little sad to see that. But anyway, to back to the point is that there are so many descriptions in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of feasts and things which are made, which are cooked feasts and so many cooked things. So you will be missing out on many wonderful prasadam preparations that the Lord relished, the devotees relished, that the devotees cooked, and which in general around the world devotees love to make these tasty preparations for the Lord. And from a, well, karma point of view. But Guru Maharaj, he pointed out that we may think in this world we can avoid all kinds of karma. And it was brought up to him about fruitarians, because there are people in the world who eat only fruit, because they say, oh, we're not killing anything by taking fruit. But Guru Maharaj made the point that even if you think, oh, you are not killing anything by taking fruit, if you are eating that fruit, an apple or any fruit that it may be, then you may not be killing anything by eating the apple. But if you did not eat that apple would have been food for others. So You cannot avoid action and reaction of this world. It is the nature of this world. So we need to keep these things in mind, and that we are, as we said at the beginning, prasadamtarians. So the main thing is that we will offer everything to the Lord for His satisfaction. And one story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was very young, then his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, came home from the market and he'd brought some various items, and including some mangoes. And Srila Saraswati Thakur, as Bimala Prasad, a young boy, he took one of those mangoes to his room. And his father noticed, said, "Oh, one mango is missing. Where is that mango? Has anyone taken that mango?" And then Bimala Prasad said, "Yes, yes, father, I took to my room." And then Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explained to him, "Son, whatever comes in this house, it is all for the Lord, and we take His remnants. And now one mango has come and you have taken that as though for yourself and not for the Lord, then this is incorrect this way." And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as a young boy, he understood, and yes, father, and he understood, and he vowed at that time never to eat a ripe mango again. And Gurudev said that Saraswati Thakur, he followed that throughout the whole of his life. He never ever took ripe mango. So that is also a fruit, talking about fruits. But the point being the prasadam part, that everything is for the Lord, and then from the Lord will come to the devotees, we distribute it to the devotees. And as Gurudev said, the solution is in prasadam. So we don't want to make tasty food for ourselves. We don't want to put ourselves, "Oh, I'm going to do this, this and this for my benefit, my benefit, my benefit." We want to do everything for the Lord's satisfaction. And that's why in the temple on Ekadashi day, we don't take grains on Ekadashi. The devotees do not take grains on Ekadashi. But Krishna happily takes on Ekadashi grains. They are cooking rice, dal, all nice things, and nice preparations, especially on Ekadashi for the Lord. He is at the center. Even we will not take it, it will not come to us. But we are happily cooking for the Lord. Those things. Hare Krishna. And I know from traveling, we sometimes say, you know, we're trying to encourage people to be vegetarian. But I know when we're traveling, there are definitely many places and many people and communities, sections of society, they are more vegetarian than we are. It's for sure. For sure. I mean, even we've had, you know, unbelievable, they cannot believe that we are taking cheese or something like this. You know, we're thinking, well, why not? But then they explain and then, okay, we understand. But we are prasadamtarian. This is our matter.
We have some message from the internet. Praneshwari Didi. Humblest pranams from the heart. Thank you for your inspiring and devotional mood and for your genuine affection for all of us.
Hare Krishna. Gurudev has affection for us all, and really we are his family. When he has affectionate for all the sons and daughters and grandsons, granddaughters and whatever may be, when he has affection for the family, then we should all have affection for each other. So we want to be one happy, affectionate family. And it will be that way and is that way for everyone who sees Gurudev and Guru Maharaj at the center and focusing there. It must be that way, happily.
Also, Achyutananda Prabhu Dandavats to all devotees from Kiev. Jai Srila Madhusudan Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Jai. We are thinking of Kiev a lot. And Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj is... I don't know exactly when he's coming, but he's coming through here soon, and we heard he's wanting to go to Kiev soon. We heard, I don't know anymore, that's only coming through the ether, second hand. But we've been thinking of Kiev, and today Ananda Leela Devadasi from Ukraine, then she left here, maybe 4 a.m. or something, starting her journey, returning to Ukraine. So Ukraine and Chiang Mai, Ukraine and Thailand, almost side by side.
Mm-hmm. Also, Mahamantra Shyama Sundari and baby Subhadra sending dandavats.
Okay, wonderful to hear from you, Mahamantra Prabhu. And he is very affectionate. Good devotee.
Also, Maharaj, we have also some questions.
Some question?
Yes. What shlokas are your favorite?
Okay. I have... this week we've been here following the Upadeshamrita. In the morning, we've been trying to, just simple things, get us to know the Upadeshamrita slokas, so we could think something from Upadeshamrita. But favorite, I do not know what to say about favorite, but the sloka which we have repeated many times in many places, and I would like to think that most devotees now do know it, is the shloka that Gurudev so strongly said, how important it is. And I took it as a message to me, because he said, if you can learn only this one shloka and put this one shloka in your heart, you will get everything ever given in any scripture about Sharanagati, about surrender. So this verses at Bhagavad Bhakti Taha Sarvam Ichutsrija Vidherapi Kainkaryam Krishna Padaika Shrayatvang Sharanagatihi. Verse by Guru Maharaj from Prapanna Jivanamritam. And so we have to think that this verse is so important, and repeatedly thinking why so, I mean, like, what is inside that verse? The Gurudev says such great things about this verse. So that verse, and then we have to think the Maha Mantra and the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. What can I say? And we love to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, even though our Bengali and our Sadhu Basa Bengali is not perfect at all, at all, at all, at all. But with the word-by-word translations and everything that's there, it is wonderful to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we are doing that every day. Every morning here, doing that. And in most places, many places, morning is the time for reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the morning program. And in Navadvip, it's the evening, in fact. But in a lot of places, the evening, then it may well be the public are coming and more difficult for them to catch the Chaitanya Charitamrita than discussing and reading some other parts such as Bhagavad Gita, etc. It depends what part of Chaitanya Charitamrita is being read at that time. But Bhagavad Bhakti Taha Sarvam, I think we'll go with that verse, because that verse we very much feel Gurudev giving so much importance, that we must give importance to that, and trying to give importance to that also. And if anybody wants to know more about that verse, it is Prapanna Jivanamritam, chapter 1, verse 35, but in revealed truth, that verse is there with two or three pages of explanation about that verse and glorification of that verse. I don't know the page number, I don't have the book here, but it's the page, sort of like halfway through the book something, and there's on the right-hand page, there is a photo of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, and Guru Maharaj studying, looking with a lens at the Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam. Underneath that photo is that verse. And the page before and the page or two afterwards, some description of that verse. You brought a donation. It's in Russian. Oh. I can see it's in Russian. Sorry, I can't answer in Russian.
Achyutananda Prabhu.
From Kiev?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Achyutananda Prabhu, missing you. We're here.
It is said that there should be some effort from outside, though everything comes through grace. The question is, what exact effort is meant? Is it like a simple impulse of desire or some act of something?
Yeah. The effort from us is we must not only think it's a good idea to be a devotee, it's to actually do the good idea of being a devotee. So we know about, they say, armchair travelers. Armchair traveler, they rent a DVD from the shop, they put in a DVD and they watch, I don't know, safari, animal safari in Kenya. So they watch the giraffe and the elephant and the tiger, they sit in their armchair, and they, after it's all over, they, yes, my goodness, that was a nice safari. But they're seeing the safari, they maybe read a book about the safari, something like that. But it's, you need to go on the safari. You need to do the necessary things if you want to actually go on the safari, not just to read about it or hear about it. So devotional service is, in a crude way, something like that. It's not something we just read about, but it's something that we do. And the doing part comes with association with devotees and utilizing our time in their association, doing favorable activities for devotion. So Rupa Goswami, as we mentioned the Ishupanishad just now, Rupa Goswami himself, the head of the Sampradaya, has given a very small guideline, short, but we must understand, very important guideline in the Upadeshamritam, which Srila Prabhupada translated with the title Nectar of Instruction. And there he's listing the things which are favorable for us, the things which are favorable for devotional service, things which are unfavorable for devotional service. How to interact with devotees, listing various things there. So it's putting into practice the good advice we receive. So we know to chant the holy name is a good, everywhere it's said, but we need to chant the holy name. We hear that taking prasadam is good, we heard just now. So, but we need to take prasadam and not just, you know, think, oh yeah, we know all about that, but I'm just going to cook and eat. You know, we want to follow the process when we have the process to follow. And this way we are not only showing ourselves willing, but we are making our mentality centered on the Lord, the devotees, the Guru, the advices of the great personalities who've gone before us. We are doing that, and by following that process, then we will find ourselves to become more qualified or more suitable to receive the grace that is coming from above. Gurudev said so many times, especially earlier on, we must make ourselves into a good receiver. We must leave the dirty things, adopt the clean things. We must leave the sinful things and adopt the not only non-sinful, but the devotional things, the opposite. So from our side, we have to prove ourselves willing. We have to make some sacrifice. We have to try to build our faith. And this way, our gurus, as it said, when we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards us. So our gurus will give all support, but if we just are neglectful about everything, why will they be attentive to us? No, they don't care for the treasure which is coming to them. Why? We will give some grace. Okay, we want to say causeless grace, but the attraction side is the genuine mood as expressed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, this negative, the negative which can draw the positive. And we show our willingness that really we want to take shelter of them, really we have faith in them. Please, I'm sick and tired of this world, we want to be finished with anything of this world and put our head upwards. So yes. But Achyutananda Prabhu, you're already doing these things, I know. Keeping association with the devotees. This is always the helpful thing. And if we're not with the devotees, the general ego or influence of the material world inevitably will capture us. You play with fire, you will get burnt. We want to be nourished by the devotees' association. And we are associating also. We have got the audio, we've got the books, many things to help us. Even when we're driving our car, even when we're going in the metro or the bus, everybody else has got their headphones in listening to all sorts of stuff. Put in your headphones and listen to Bhagavad Gita again and again and again. Listen to Gurudev's lecture, Guru Maharaj's lecture. Listen. Can listen and hear. Bhagavad Gita, very important for us. Many things are very important for us. All right.
We have a bunch of questions, but
you can keep the questions. We can do one by one by one. And I'm happy to have been with everybody today. I'm happy to be here. And wherever we are, we always want to be with devotees. We want to be able to render service to the devotees. We want to be able to remember our guardians and really remember our guardians. It's not a fashion. It's not a club. It's not this, that, or the other. It is the life of life. It's our life of life to remember them. And remember their message. Do their message. Live their message. Jai glorious Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai grand Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. And Jai Shri Vishvavaranya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. And Navadip Saparika Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai. And the glorious Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati mat from which Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev have distributed everywhere the great message of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, the glories of love of God and the process to achieve it. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mat ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mat, Acharya Vrinda ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Go. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna. Sri Jiva Gopal Bhata Dasa Raguna. Hey Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Puran. Hey Chai Gosai Jamui Taradan. Tasavara Padarenu Mora Panchagra. Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janame Mora Ea Bila. Hey Chai Gosai Jabe Braje Koilabas. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korela Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Korea. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaura Hari Bol. Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaura Hari Bol. Nittai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parabrajakshar Astatharatata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parabrajakshar Astatharatata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Srila Gaura Kishore Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Satchitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, jai Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Sri Rupanuga Guru Bhaga ki jai, jai Sri Giriraj Govindanju ki jai, Nabadeep Saparika Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju ki jai, Nabadeep Sri Govinda Kund ki jai, Nabadeep Sri Giriraj ki jai, Nabadeep Sri Sadashiva Gangadharju ki jai, Sri Kaladeep Dham ki jai, Sri Nabadeep Dham ki jai, Sri Gangamayi ki jai, jai Sri Jumunamayi ki jai, jai Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Vrindavan Saparika Sri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Rasabihari Ju ki jai. They had their installation festival just a few days ago, Rasa Purnima, a few days ago. And Govardhan Sri Anugiriraj Ju ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Srimati Vrinda Talsi Maharani ki jai, jai all the eastern and western devotees ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.